Blog Talk Radio. family. How's everybody doing? All right, my allergies are getting to me today, but I am going to make this happen. Happy birthday to everybody out there celebrating a birthday. I believe we are now in Leo season. Happy birthday to all of the wonderful Leos. Happy birthday to Asia Robinson. Happy birthday to J. Polo Mountcastle. Happy birthday to... Oh, there's a whole bunch of Leos. I'm trying to get everybody in my head. My wonderful niece, of course, my beautiful niece, Nia. Happy birthday, baby. Happy, happy birthday to all the magnificent Leos out there, y'all. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend and a beautiful day. I am still floating because my wonderful husband and I celebrated our first wedding anniversary on Saturday. It was so wonderful. And I want to say thank you to all of our family and friends that were able to come. You know, a year goes by so fast sometimes. It was really something. But it's been a beautiful, wonderful year, and I look forward to at least 60 or 70 more with this wonderful man. He's the one that definitely stole my heart and gave me the full court press and just let me know that I was going to be fine as long as I was with him. So God bless him, too. God bless you, Tyrone Brinkley. I love you, sweet pie. I love you. Y'all, my allergies are getting the best of me today, so I'm trying not to sound too horrible. I apologize if I do sound special, but trust and believe me when I tell you that my heart and my spirits are at an all-time high. So even though I might sound a little special, mentally and emotionally, I feel fantastic. We're going to get into it. A lot of stuff has been going on. I know I missed you guys last week, but so many things have been happening. And remember when I told you, I think a few episodes ago, that, you know, summertime is here. Where we live, summer is kind of short, so we really try to get it in and make it happen. And so we're doing a lot of wonderful things throughout the summer, DJing all over the place from South Carolina twice to Atlantic City. We're doing a wonderful event up here at Mad Apples, which is a fierce black-owned food joint. You know, it's sort of like a restaurant, you know, but it's too cute. And the chef is Chef Shayna, and she is a real chef, so her food is delicious. And we'll be having that event actually on the 13th of August at Mad Apples, which is in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. So if y'all can come out for that, we're going to be doing some nice soulful house music, and it's going to be amazing food you can buy. We're probably going to have a few vendors, and it's also BYOB, so y'all can come and get your sip on, you know, and she will, you can get your ice and soda and other beverages from her, okay? It's going to be really, really fly. I'm going to post about that shortly, too, because I have a flyer. In any event, I know some of you may be very intrigued, or some of you may not be, but some of you may be intrigued with what's going on with these January 6th hearings. It's definitely interesting. So I'm going to be speaking about that tonight. I will also be speaking about what's happening with this new monkeypox situation. Very special. I'm also going to mention a couple of stories with some Good Samaritans in it. And I'll probably touch on a couple of other things as well. So let's break it down. Let's get into it. Again, this is episode 97 of the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. It is my pleasure to bring forth information that I know you usually do not get through the mainstream media. And, I find all this information and I get a lot of different stories from different news outlets outside of the country that give me some serious, serious information. So, of course, I feel it's my responsibility to share that information with you all. I know I'm a special kind of geek, so, you know, I'll do the work. I don't mind doing the work, and I'm going to break it down for you guys as best as I can. All right? First thing I want to let off with is this. We have to understand that life is energetic, okay? We have to realize that all of our actions and, you know, phone calls, texts, emails, all kinds of stuff, all these things are recorded in time and space. even the things that we say, the sounds that reverberate from our mouths as words and statements, will basically reverberate in space and time for infinity. So you want to be careful with the things that you do say, and you want to be careful also with the things that you think. It is important, I feel, to take life seriously and to be as righteous as we can be. I talked about this before, as I continue to see that there are a lot of outlets that, you know, purport being bad or being evil or being wicked or being shiftless, you know, cheating and lying and stealing and things like that, scheming, if you will, all those things. And all of what I just mentioned does not put you in a good light in your life. And so it's important for us to maintain very positive energy and to emit goodness and light and love into the universe and the cosmos and in our spaces around us. Even if you're, you know, saying something to a total stranger, even if you're holding the door open for a stranger and you wish them a good day, that's beautiful energy. That's positive energy. You know, saying things like, thank you and you're welcome, and going out of your way for others is really a beautiful thing. And it has energy, and that energy envelops around you because you're the one who's doing the act. If you, I hope you get where I'm coming from. So it might seem like little things, but holding the door open for people or advocating for someone, being polite, asking people how their day is going, you know, it only takes a second. But the effect that you can have on that other person can be so great in that moment, and you don't really know. So I really always push this because so much of what we're seeing is just so horrible. If I see another zombie movie coming out, I'm just going to freak out because it's like every 5 minutes, all you see is death and destruction. And with the zombies, of course, you know, they eat other people. It's such a succubus behavior that's happening. There's such an energy that's just taking over individuals and turning people into individuals that they probably would never think they could become or be. So I really want us to just focus on being good and being right, giving love, watching out for each other, you know, protecting the children and protecting the elderly. This is really important because it's just not being purported. It's not being shown, even in like in movies or television shows. You know, a lot of this stuff that we're watching is really stupid. And, you know, I don't really watch a lot of television. If I do, I watch the news. I watch MSNBC. I watch CNN. And sometimes I watch Fox to see what the enemy is doing. But ultimately, I really can't engage in a lot of the stuff that they call entertaining because it doesn't entertain me. It doesn't. I don't like to see people killing themselves. I don't like to see people killing other people or zombies biting people's heads off and things. That's not me. So I really try to be careful with what I choose to enter into my cipher as well as what I choose to give energy to. Because even though I might just be looking, some people say, well, I'm just looking. You're giving energy to something. And it also is giving you energy. And sometimes I feel that most humans don't really understand, overstand, or understand how much they play a part in debauchery. Because if that's your source of entertainment, then there's something about you that enjoys debauchery. Period. You know, my husband and I love music. You know, we play music. He buys a lot of music from all over the world. We both have extensive collections of music. His is far more larger and greater than mine. But, you know, I love music, especially, you know, good music, soulful house, some good jazz, you know, neo-soul, you know, always digging what Robert Glasper puts out and Esperanza Spalding and Gretchen Parlato and, you know, Amel LaRue and other artists that, you know, even Eric Robertson, you know, he makes awesome R&B. It's always positive. It's always, like, you know, uplifting, gives you something to think about. you know, that's real music to me. I don't like the music that is coming out of the contemporary R&B industry. I don't really like it that much because so much of it is just propagating bad relationships and over-sexualization and all kinds of stuff that I'm just really not down with. So it's interesting because, as we know, there are other individuals that are in charge of these industries, and they deliberately put us, especially as African-American people, so-called black people, they put us in the worst light. They put us in the worst light, and I'm tired of that. I really get tired of it. So I, you know, was discussing with my students the importance of being righteous and the importance of being good and having positive thoughts and combating negative thoughts and negative behavior with positive thoughts and positive behavior. I was trying to drill it into them that, you know, you get what you give. And sometimes I feel that people can behave in ways and say things that are really not positive. It's not loving. It's not anything that you would want to receive back. So it's like people give off like funky energy and a nasty vibe, or, you know, they say like, you know, slick stuff or whatever. And they think that maybe that gives them power in the moment. But all it's going to lead to is them receiving that again from other individuals randomly in their lives. Because, again, I say you get what you give. You know, you manifest things. We manifest things by our thought process and whatever faith we have in obtaining a specific thing. We do that as human beings because our brains are that powerful. So even the other day, it was funny, we were coming home and we rode past our neighbor's house and they had some stuff outside. And one thing that they had that I wanted was a chaise lounge for the back porch, okay, our back deck. I wanted a nice chaise lounge. I've been looking at them forever. And some of them are too expensive, or they're kind of dinky, or they don't really, you know, look the way I want them to or whatever. So I saw this one chaise lounge and was like, oh, wow. And I had my husband back the car up so we could investigate. And it turns out that it was only $10 in cash, and I had just come from the ATM machine. I had just taken out $20 real quick, so I had the $10, and I was so happy because I said I didn't want to spend $100 on a chaise lounge for a couple of months of recreation. You know, we don't have summer long here, so it's not like I'm utilizing this lounge all year round. No, I'm not. So I just wanted something that would be nice enough for the 2 to 3 months we get when it's warm and it's nice, where I could lay out comfortably, you know, and I'd have to put together other pieces of furniture to have my legs up and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I got that for $10. And I know I manifested it because I had just said it the day before, you know, speaking to the creature's creator, that I was going to find something. I was like, I know you're going to find me a chaise lounge. Is it going to be free or is it going to be next to nothing? But I know I'm going to get that. So I just put it out there and I left it alone. And I've done that with other things in life, and those things have come to fruition. So beware of what you do study and what you keep on your mind, because it can manifest for you, truly. It can manifest for you. You know, we were very blessed to receive beautiful gifts from our friends and family, some in monetary denomination. Beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We definitely reached out to everyone to thank them for their contribution and for their help. You know, it's wonderful to receive love and support from family and friends. And it's funny because somebody was asking me about what type of gift they should buy someone. And I said, well, it depends, because if they seem to have a lot of things, then maybe you just give them money, because it's never a bad gift. You can never really go wrong with giving someone money in a card as a gift. Real talk. So I'm saying all that just last week, and then we received these, you know, wonderful cash gifts from family and friends, and we're very grateful. It's a beautiful feeling. So again, I just want to, you know, reiterate, please try to be positive. Please realize that your actions are being recorded in history. Please realize that the energy that you give to individuals is what you get back. Every single one of us, it's what happens, okay? None of us are perfect, but we have to try to do the best we can in our words and our deeds and our actions. Like, seriously. Things are changing, okay? We're going through a very serious intergalactic change. We are moving from the third and fourth dimension, because the fourth dimension is time, into the fifth dimension. This is a lot of energy that is transpiring. We must be light. We must be loving with each other. We must. Those who are very negative and act that way, speak that way, do other things to people, lie, cheat, steal, whatever, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty. So, again, just maintain a high vibration and be love and light, okay? And don't ever forget that you get what you give. Real talk. Moving forward. Interesting. I'm looking at the news, even though I have the television on mute, you know, and they're talking about this whole monkeypox thing. And what's deep to me about it is that two things. Number one, they claim that they have a new vaccine for it. Now, again, I told y'all before, it takes a while. It takes a nice amount of time, over a decade generally, to create a new vaccine. It does take some time. Please believe me, all right? And what I have seen with regard to this whole COVID-19 situation is that it was all a money game. It continues to just be a money game. And I say this because, you know, our President Biden just had a bout with COVID-19. Both he and Benny Thompson from the January 6th committee tested positive last week, and they had to be isolated. Biden was undergoing treatment with Tylenol and other little things, and he was experiencing some symptoms, but I believe Thompson wasn't experiencing any. Okay, Thompson looked absolutely fine, actually, while he was conducting the hearing for the January 6th committee from home on a video, okay? So time will tell. But I still find it interesting that individuals who have been vaccinated and boosted are testing positive and coming down with symptoms. So my question is, why bother with the stabby-stab if you still get infected and you get sick? And if you believe that they're saying, oh, well, it makes it less and it makes it so you don't have to go to the hospital. This current strand of Omicron is not even that strong. It's not that strong. It's not as deadly and what have you as like the first one, the Delta variant and what have you. Nothing like that. So you have people still hyped up on a propaganda that you've got to get it, you've got to get your shots, you've got to get boosted, you've got to get this, you've got to get that. When it doesn't prevent you from getting the particular disease, quote unquote, or virus that it's supposed to protect you from. There's something really foul and weird about that. I'm so serious. It just doesn't feel right. The vaccines that we had received as babies, especially those of us who were born in the 50s and 60s, okay, they didn't have this type of effect. Well, actually, one did get me. I did get the mumps. I received my MMRs and what have you, but I did get the mumps when I was about 7. Okay, but I didn't get any measles. I didn't get rubella. When's the last time somebody got rubella? You know, the DPT vaccine worked fine. I never got diphtheria, pertussis, or tetanus. Okay, so now and nowadays, these vaccines are like fierce cocktails with lots of different garbage in them, a lot of which does not support the immune system. It actually attacks the immune system. So more and more people who have gotten a stabby stab are now being diagnosed with HIV, okay, and other immunodeficiency disorders because the stabby-stab attacked their immune system hard. Okay? So now we're talking about, you know, we got the monkeypox vaccine that's ready for humans. I'm like, oh, hell no. Because you've only been working on that for a couple of years. Something's not right. I mean, for God's sake, we're living in a completely different time, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? We've got babies dying from formula. There's a problem. There's something really wrong. Things are very much out of control. And yeah, it's kind of frightening, especially if you don't have your wits about you and you don't have enough education to decide what's the best thing to do. You know, a lot of people just got scared out into it because either you had to do it for your job or whatever, you know, and then other people were just afraid, I don't want to get that, I don't want to get that and die, I don't want to get that and die. And I think, like I said before, it was a serious alarm to remind people of the importance of maintaining good health, the importance of not being obese, the importance of having normal blood pressure, the importance of not having diabetes, okay, the importance of not having COPD, you know, or any of these other bronchial disorders. Because what we could tell was that when people did get sick, the people who had what they call comorbidities were the individuals that perished. And that can happen with the flu. It does kill over 2 million people a year. So I get an attitude about it, and I know some people say, well, you know, it's already, you know, come and supposedly gone, but not that gone because people still test positive. I heard about some friends of a friend who wanted to travel to Kemet to go to Egypt, and they went through Israel. But when they got to Israel, they tested positive, and they weren't allowed to continue their trip onto Kemet. Not only that, but they were removed from their hotel and had to stay in a whole nother hotel for a whole nother week, which is money, again. So we have to be wise and pay attention because there's a whole lot that is wrong right now. There's a whole lot that's wrong. But we got to be careful, fam. We have to. Have to. And, you know, again, I say the wicked have been very busy. The wicked are very, very busy these days. Okay? If you're paying attention and you're going to the market or you're buying gas or what have you, and you're seeing, like, the price of food is rising at an insane rate. And so while we keep paying more for less, is anyone paying attention? Because the mainstream media doesn't really talk about it that much. They get on my nerves because, you know, they're doing a big dog and pony show. You know, they are controlled and scripted. So I do get it when I do see them. And if a little bit of truth and knowledge is able to eke out, it's like, oh, that's a good day. But overall, you know, they're heavily controlled. And too many people actually believe everything that they see and hear on the news. But what I see a lot of times is a lot of BS. It's like my husband and I were discussing. Back in the day when we were children, the news came on. In the morning, you might have had a noonday moment, but you definitely had 4 o'clock. News began like 4 or 5 o'clock. And then it ended around 8. And then it came on again like 10, 11 o'clock, and that was it. Now, we have a 24-hour spin cycle of news on different networks. So while you have a CNN, an MSNBC, Fox News, these are 24-hour outlets. So sometimes they don't have anything new to talk about. When we watch the news and we see the same story being discussed over and over again by a different pundit, a different newscast individual. You know what I mean? But they're all saying the same story. So it's funny. I will watch it sometimes and I want to see anything that's different or if any, you know, if news anchor A has anything different to say than news anchor B and C. But the story of the day is the story of the day. And I hope that you all can see that and have paid attention to that. The story of the day is the story of the day, baby. It doesn't really change. When there are other things going on in the world and in the nation around us, there are things going on. Local news at about 5, 6 a.m. is like the best news you're ever going to get. Honestly. It's the story and the information that they will not necessarily repeat by 9 o'clock in the morning or at noon. They're not going to do that. They're not. So it's just interesting to see the puppet show and how it rolls on. And I'm just asking you all to just not don't get too caught up in it, okay? It's difficult to heighten one's awareness if most news is baseline and banal. It's very difficult. Again, the programming is very deep because it's designed to make you not think and just obey. Anybody out there remember the movie They Live with the glasses and what have you? Remember They Live? Okay? They hardly even show the movie anymore. But the premise of the movie was so real and true that the machine can't really let you see it. And if you've ever seen it, if you've never seen it, then if you're able to watch it, you might begin to think, and you'll think differently, and that becomes a problem for the machine. Okay? They don't want you thinking. They don't want any of us thinking. This is why they want to change books. They're in the process of doing it right now. And if you do not have the information or the books yourselves to be able to teach your children and share with your children the truth of this nation, what is it? What happened during slavery? What happened before slavery? Who were we in antiquity? Who were white people in the year 300? If we don't have the facts on that, then they will continue to lie. Okay? They will continue to lie and push those lies and push them hard. That's heavy. Because if your child is going to school and they still are being taught that Columbus discovered America, Columbus never even got here. I don't even think y'all realize that. He got to the West Indies. Honestly, there's so much that's wrong. It's insane. If you're trying to teach that enslaved black people, whether they were African or Native American, because that's the story that they really try to quell, if they were involuntary servitude, what? So you're getting raped and you're getting whipped and beaten and sodomized and castrated and all kinds of things, and that's involuntary servitude for real? We can never let them get comfortable with hiding the truth. We must never allow that. As I stated before, the very dark-skinned Native American people that were already here were the majority of slaves or enslaved individuals here in the Americas. A lot of the African slaves went to Brazil. Some African enslaved Africans did come to America, but the majority of them went to Brazil. You had a very large population of Native American peoples here who were copper-colored to dark, dark brown. Those people were enslaved here. That's why most black people who have relatives from the South, even in the North to a certain extent, their relatives are Native American people. Because we were all over this bad boy. We were all over the quote-unquote United States of America. We were all over. So don't let them fool you. And remember, Alex Haley's Roots story was a lie. He got sued and lost. It was not true. So we have to come away from fantasy. We have to come away from the things that they wanted to like drill into our heads and to keep away from us the fact that we were already here. I've told you this before, but I'm reiterating myself on purpose, because the melanin-dominant human has been in the United States, in the Americas, for over 50,000 years. Long time. I was watching a documentary a little earlier today on the Sumerian epic, Enki and Enlil, and so on and so forth, and Nibiru, la, 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 whatever. And it was interesting how the narrator was really attempting to put Kemet down as if the Kemetan Empire was like nothing to be excited about. He wanted to give so much credit to aliens and other individuals in Mesopotamia before Africa. And in looking at some of the statues, I could see that they remolded their faces. So they have European noses and European lips. That's not really what they look like. That is not what those people look like. So again, I continue to say, it is very important for us to know our history, to know our true story, so that when people throw up the lie, you won't believe it. Your children won't believe it. They will be empowered with truth, and they will have to give that teacher a run for their money. And you're going to win some, and you're going to lose some. But I don't care, because as long as the truth prevails, that's all that's important. I had a teacher when I was in 6th or 7th grade, and she was a history teacher. She was a white Jewish woman. And at the time, we were studying Mesopotamia and Israel. You know, we was in Mesopotamia, Israel, and Phoenicia. And so for 2 years, 1 year we went to Israel, and another year we went to Greece. And so when I did my report on Phoenicia, I brought up so much history that she didn't even know, because she had never been to Greece either. I had. And I saw those beautiful black people. I knew that the first quote-unquote ruler of Greece was a black man. I knew that. And she tried to refute my entire report to the point where my mother had to come up to the school. Because, again, my mother was an African historian, so my mother knew it all. So there was nothing that was going to get, you know, past her. And the fact that this woman was trying so hard to embarrass me, make me look like a liar, make me, you know, look like I did not go to Greece, even though I brought back all kinds of souvenirs for my classmates and her, she was upset. And I had to let my mother handle it, because I was upset that she would be calling me a liar and that she would want to even refute that you had melanin-dominant people, that the Phoenician people were not melanin-dominant people. You know, and I went through that a lot in school. And so I have some dear friends who the husband is an African historian, and their children are very, very, very bright. And they have to deal with this when they go to school. Because if you just got a little white teacher trying to tell you what they think or what they want to be true, and then you really know, you're going to blow them away. They're going to be upset. They're going to have an attitude. I'm telling you right now. But back up your children with knowledge and information and fact. And let those teachers know, you ain't going to be playing games with my child. Because my child knows who they are, where they come from, what blood is in their veins, from kings and queens and pharaohs and amazing people. Seriously. You know, so just be aware. Be aware, be aware, be aware. And lastly, one thing that's kind of ticking me off a little bit about this whole monkeypox outbreak is that they're saying that they're blaming the monkeypox outbreak on black homosexual men. I'm like, what? They were discussing it on the news today. And then the pictures that they display are of black gay men. Really? Again, something else to make it look like we're sickly and that we're disease-carrying people. They tried to do that with COVID also, if you remember. I'm like, when will the time come when we will be treated with respect, okay, revered for our true amazing achievements and not ostracized? When is that day going to come? I'm getting tired. For all civilizations owe their civility to African people. We are the first civilized nations on this earth, and we spread that all around the planet. But we're ostracized, we're given this whole other title of being, you know, fast women and dishonest men and retarded children that require medication. Hello? Don't forget it. And they all owe their civility to us. And it's sad. Because if those of us don't know, then we'll believe that too. And yeah, I've seen that as well. All right, if I had to work with ignorant black parents who didn't know their own history and they had a child who was very, very bright and, you know, doing well and what have you, and an incident could occur, you know, sometimes they could take the side of the teacher when it was their child that was correct, that was right. But they don't know themselves. And again, if you don't know yourself, you're going to be played with. You're going to be messed with when you don't know yourself. So it's interesting. You know, a little sad, but, you know, trying to keep my spirits up about it. Okay. Next story. The Good Samaritans. All right. So I don't know if you all are aware of it because, again, mainstream media did not bring this out. They don't want to talk about this. There's been a few incidents. They don't want to talk about it. Okay. So there was a crazy young white boy about 18 years old who had launched an assault on in a mall, okay, in Seymour, Indiana. This is a little over a week ago. Fortunately, his plans were thwarted when another young man, 22 years old, stopped him by shooting him and killing him. The other young man, 22, was shopping with his girlfriend at the mall when he heard the shots and he saw the gunman emptying his magazine on various individuals at the mall. The crazy gunman had over 100 rounds of ammunition on him and intended to take many, many lives that day. The 22-year-old, who was a concealed carry weapon license holder, told his girlfriend to go to the car and then went back to the mall and saved serious lives. He was able to take that 18-year-old gunman down after three people were killed and two more were injured. Okay? Now, also, on the day after the huge Uvalde, Texas mass shooting, there was a woman in West Virginia who shot and killed a man who was armed with an AR-15 and attempting to shoot people at a party at a housing complex. The news did not talk about any of it at all. So we know that the powers that be do not want citizens to be armed. Okay, we know this. The Second Amendment has been an issue for a long time. And you have a lot of people say, oh, we shouldn't have guns. Nobody should have guns. No, I don't believe that. I believe that we should be able to protect ourselves, protect our home, protect our loved ones, and even protect others if we need to. I really believe that, looking at a Wild Wild West scenario. I'm just saying that if you have situations where you have normal, healthy people who have concealed carry weapon licenses, and they have been active in diffusing situations with other crazy shootouts. They have been very helpful. It's that situation where the good guy or good girl with a gun kills the bad guy with a gun, period. Again, if the police are not around, who is supposed to help? Now, as we see and have been looking at the Uvalde, Texas shooting, that right there is the most serious mockery of justice. I can't even believe it. I feel so terrible for those parents and those families, because those police officers waited over an hour and didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. And I really honestly believe it is because these were little brown children. Okay? It wasn't just so much that they were afraid. They had just had active shooting training right before this particular incident occurred. It should have been fresh in their minds as to how they could have taken that person down. Okay? Or diffused the situation, either one. But they didn't do anything. They just stood around, and as we could see through the videotape, that they just stood around. They did nothing. That was intense. Then they lied. They said the classroom door was locked and they were waiting for the custodian. The door was not locked, aside from the fact that the police do have equipment to break a door down, even in the event that it is locked. There are many training scenarios where they use a battering ram to break a door down, that person jumps out the way, and then the rest of the force comes in with guns blazing to take down the assailant behind the door. That happens a lot. Why it didn't happen in Uvalde, Texas, is frightening. And if those officers did not engage at all because these were little brown children, oh boy, you want to talk about bad karma? This is not going to be good. Because you can't be standing around all that time. You hear what's going on. You had children who were alive that we know of that were able to call 911. It was as if no one's life mattered. That is what I saw when I watched the video. It's like nobody's life mattered enough. And that's despicable. So, you know, there's still investigations going on around the situation, what have you. It's terrible. Because the discrimination and the racism in this nation is so blatant. It's sad because racism is an ignorant thought, very ignorant. You don't have to have much intelligence to just get yourself all excited about racism. Like, it's sad. It's so sad. And those children and their families, really, not the children, but the families, they're devastated. The families are so devastated. They have every right to be. So we'll see what happens with that one. Just like we'll see what happens with the January 6th committee. I have been watching hearings. Very, very entertaining, I must say. Especially after they finish with their testimony and then Trump decides to tweet that they are lying or that they work for Pelosi or whatever. And these are people who worked for him. Last week, the young lady and the gentleman that resigned immediately after the January 6th incident, they went in. And I know he was not pleased with their testimony, but they broke it down. And they talked about how he really added gasoline to the fire when he put out his tweet about Mike Pence. That mob was so enraged that people really did think that they were going to die that day. You had Mike Pence's Secret Service detail calling their wives and families to say goodbye because they thought that they were going to die because the crowd was screaming to hang Mike Pence. That's heavy. And it wasn't as if they got the idea from some other, quote, individual. They got it from the former president of the United States. So I know you see the dereliction of duty comment, you know, rolling around that he was, you know, had dereliction of duty because he did not call them off. And for 187 minutes, they were able to wreak havoc on the U.S. Capitol and, you know, scare the living daylights out of the Congress and the Senate. We saw that one. You know, and then you go steps further and he just let it continue to just burn, if you will. He must be held accountable. I really pray that they find a way to stick it to Donald J. Trump. Because never before in American history have we had a situation like this. Watergate wasn't even like this. This makes Watergate look worse. I mean, this looks worse, excuse me, than Watergate. And even then, Gerald Ford became president after Nixon was impeached, and he pardoned him anyway. But something has got to be done, and something has to be done soon, because we cannot allow this cretin to run for president or any other type of office. I said he shouldn't even be able to run for school board president. He should not be able to run for PTA president. He shouldn't be able to run for nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. Honestly. And it is also being said that the Republican Party is being torn into pieces. Because you have those who drank the Trump Kool-Aid, and they're like, Trump, 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 Trump. And then you have the other ones who are pretty normal, you know, regular thinking individuals who are like, oh, no, no, no. No way. So we're going to see what happens. But, you know, keep your eyes on the ball and check out what else has happened with these hearings. I believe they're on a break for a moment, but it ain't over. It's not over, so we're going to see what happens. It's not over, though. Let's see. In international news, recently in the country of Uruguay, there have been a lot of deaths as a result of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Okay. Again, this is not being brought out by mainstream media. Not at all. Okay. But the government of Uruguay is demanding information on all of the ingredients / chemicals used in their vaccines. Because people have been dropping like flies. Something's not right. And I remember when I had received the statistics on the batches, the vaccine batches and batch numbers that had different debilitating conditions linked to it. So say batch A541-2 had 400 people that, you know, had cardiac arrest and blood clots. Then maybe you had batch HC-722-25, and they had a number of individuals who had had strokes. Each batch had a number of individuals that had come down with debilitating conditions, whether it was a stroke, a heart attack, some people died, you know, like that. But the batch numbers were associated with those particular groups of people. And that's intense. Because if you can link the condition to X amount of people, to this particular batch number vaccines, like, come on. And remember, I told you there were over 1,500 adverse reactions to the vaccine. over 1,500. When I was reading it, I was absolutely flabbergasted. And again, it doesn't really work. So I think we're in a very, very special time when the intelligence of the populace was tested on how they would respond and react to a so-called outbreak. And what was also deep, and I continue to reiterate this, when you had Agenda 21 and the simulation of a viral outbreak, and that happened in September of 2019, and then, boom, you actually have a real life event where people begin to get sick and die. But you just had the simulation conference in September. This is why I say we have to pay more attention. This is why I say we got to keep our head on the swivel, because a lot of individuals that I speak with had no idea that there was a simulation of a viral outbreak that was similar to coronavirus in September of 2019. It was an exercise, okay, and all the rich people were there. I believe Bill Gates helped to put it on. It was held in New York City. Apparently Oprah was there, okay? So you have a simulation, and then boom, you have a real-life event. And now, every few months, we're being told that there's a new strain of this virus that's coming out, and it acts like this, and blah, 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 blah. Mind you, each strain that has come out has been weaker and weaker and weaker. But they still keep pushing the shots. And people are getting sick from the shots. I keep saying, like, you got to be careful. You really can't trust your government to love you so much that it's going to create a vaccine for you in less than 2 years so that you'll all be well. Like, y'all got to stop that, because this government doesn't care about anybody, black, white, or any other individual. We're all in order, okay? And, yes, black people are at the bottom, but they knew it's going to kill white people too, and they are not shaken by it. Okay, there have been even cases of sterility as a result of the stabby stab. Sterility, yes, not being able to have children in men and women. It attacks sperm, kills sperm, okay, and it attacks the development of the placenta in women. As you know, the placenta is what the baby is inside of. And so if the placenta is not intact, then that baby will abort. And that's what's been happening. The placenta will not become enriched and form normally to be able to hold a baby for 9 months. This ain't no joke. This isn't a game. This is a plan. And unfortunately, it's working because of the pressure / gullibility of the people. We got to do better, y'all. We have got to do better. You can't just take a pill because the doctor says, oh, take this pill. Like, you really need to know what's up with the pill. You need to know what's up with the injection. What are the real statistics behind this? What's the survival rate? What are the side effects? When you're watching these television commercials and they have all these different medications and then they give you the long list of side effects, including death and all kind of craziness, do you still want to take it? Or do you want to go to an herbalist and find out, okay, what herb, what root, what tree bark, what petal, what blade of grass do I need to take to be well? Because if I take this particular medication, okay, yeah, it can remove the issue I have with XYZ, but it's going to give me A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Who wants that? We've got to get back to nature. Okay, we got to get back to nature. Seriously. This is interesting to me. This is heavy. Okay. One other thing I wanted to mention. This is deep. I saw this today. Disney is going to begin fairy godmother training at Disney World in Florida for neutral gendered individuals. I'll say that again because it might have sounded a little strange to you. Disney is beginning training for fairy godmothers, okay, for neutral gendered individuals. All I had to say after that was, children, watch out for those Adam's apples. We're in a very strange place in the world. Even with regard to the argument that transgender boys should be able to compete in female events, that is as wrong can be on its face. You do realize that a transgendered young male, still possesses the testosterone of a male. Even if you call yourself transgender and you have not changed your sexual organ, so to speak, the hormones in your body are going to be akin to the sex that you were given. Meaning, if you look between your legs and you have a vagina, you're a girl. If you look between your legs and you have a penis, you're a boy. Just because you feel like being a girl or you feel like being a boy does not change the hormones in your body. Now, I know that you do have individuals that will now take hormones. You have gay men that will take hormones to decrease the testosterone and raise the estrogen so that their voices don't sound so deep. And you have the same thing for women who want to be men, and they take male hormones to make their voices deeper and to develop facial hair and hair on their chest. It's such an interesting world we're living in, fam. But I honestly do not believe, and I had this conversation with some serious friends the other day, that transgender boys should be able to compete in female sports. I don't care. I just don't think that that's fair. And there was actually a situation where a transgender male, I think, broke the neck of a regular girl in a football game because he was on the girls' team, but he's got male hormones. He's got male muscle structure and bone structure. He broke the girl's neck. And even though he wanted to be called a she, that individual broke a young girl's neck playing football. It's the same thing if you have them running track. That's unfair to have a male compete with a female in track. That is unfair. And I'll go so far as to say it's the same thing if a young girl wants to be a boy and she joins the boys' football team and she gets jacked up. Yeah, because you're not a boy. Now, any of you who may have Instagram or TikTok, you may have seen a video that had a baby in a sack on a table without a mother, okay, being gestated, being born, like developing. And there's a woman, like, rubbing on the sack like that the baby's in because the baby's in the clear amniotic fluid. And they're saying, oh, now women can have babies without being pregnant. I am so not into this new Frankenstein era. I don't know how much more I can express that. There's something wrong with that. I believe that you get what you get, okay? Again, I wanted to have four children. I did not give birth to one. That is okay. That was how it was supposed to be in this lifetime for me. That was what was supposed to happen. And the cute part about it is that I married a man with four grandchildren. So, okay, I'm a grandma now. Loving them to pieces. But the fact that I did not physically give birth one time, I got to suck that up and live with that. I don't need to resort to Frankenstein tactics to let me have a baby. Oh, it's because I just want to have a baby. No. No. Not everybody's meant to have children anyway. And in my spiritual life, I have thousands of children. So I'm okay. But I'm saying this to say, if you weren't born the way you wanted to be born, so you think, if you were not able to have children for time reasons or whatever, time just ran out. But if you were not able to do a certain thing, then damn it, you just weren't able to do it. Period. If I'm born with a vagina and I feel like a boy, I'm not a boy. I might want to be one. I may aspire, whatever, but that's not what I am. When I look between my legs and I see I have a vagina, I know I'm a girl. And I got to deal with that. I feel like all this, you're jumping into other people's situations or you're becoming something that you're not because of what you think you feel. I'm sorry, but I'm old and I'm real old-fashioned, and I just don't agree with that. I just don't. My godfather was gay. He wasn't flagrant. He wasn't prancy. He didn't wear women's clothing, not that I ever saw. He was a designer. He was highly intelligent. He was an amazing human being. Maybe in his next lifetime, he will come back as a woman. Because it's an evolutionary process. And this is why I keep saying science and spirituality and knowing history and ancient history is so important. Because in other ancient texts, it states specifically that we are all born as boys first. And we are male for a period of lifetimes until we become responsible enough to come back as a female. Real talk. You know, we do this very interesting gender switching and altering when our egg is first fertilized, okay, and you're in your mom's womb, okay, everybody is female. How about that? Everybody is female for a period of time. And if that clitoris and vulva expand to become a penis, and then the ovaries then become testicles and now form outside of the body, then you become a male. If it stays the way it is, then you'll be born a female. There are way more females on this planet than males. Way more. Okay, and that's just how it is. Then, in terms of our physical lifetime, most of us, as I said before, are born as male for a period of lifetimes. Then you evolve into becoming a woman, because being a woman, you have far greater physical responsibility than a male. Far more. What we have to deal with by the time we are between 8 and 11 years old, or 8 and 12, can be really fierce. A boy can't handle that. When a girl begins to menstruate, the responsibility put on her shoulders that she's got to be mindful that this thing is going to be happening. It's going to be happening every month. Sometimes we don't know the exact day and time, so we've just got to be ready. as girls, we got to have underwear, another pair of jeans or another a skirt or whatever in our locker. We got to have pads and all kind of stuff in our lockers in school. Boys don't have to worry about that. The only thing a boy got to worry about is peeing on himself. Sorry. And he should be quite, quote-unquote, diaper potty trained by the time he gets to school. But a girl has to constantly be on the lookout for and aware that her cycle is going to come in that month. Then she also has to become very responsible to realize that if she has sex unprotected, that she can become pregnant. That's not going to happen to a boy. If she does become pregnant and she's young, she's got decisions to make and all kind of stuff, and we know what's going on right now with the Supreme Court and different states and what have you. They're like, they're tripping. We know this. We know this. But, like, males don't have that. Males do have the pressure of fiduciary responsibility in terms of roles. But in terms of physical things that are going to happen to him, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have that worry or concern. And he won't have it until he comes back as a female, period. You know, and I'm grateful. I always said I never wanted to be anything but who I was. I never wanted to be a boy. I never wanted to be another color or another race of individual. I love the fact that I was born a melanin-dominant / black female. I love that. Even if I didn't have children, it's okay. I know the wisdom I possess. I know the things I can do. I know the multitasking that I can do. Sometimes I drive my husband crazy when I'm multitasking. I can do more than one thing at a time. He's like, you're all over the place. I'm like, this is womanhood. This is what I do. But it gets done. Whether I'm cooking and then I want to decorate something or I want to get something together, like, you know, we just had this anniversary gathering or what have you. Ha, ha, ha. Like, we totally, you know, had a lot to do. But I had to lay it out in my mind, like, how I was going to rock it, schedule things, blah, blah, blah. I knew I had to cook this day, blah, 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 blah. It got done. No problems. Nothing got burnt. Everything was fine. Like, as women, we are very multitasking individuals. We can do more than one thing at a time. Just like that adage that you could see a woman with a baby on her hip. She's on the phone, cooking dinner, and washing the laundry at the same time. Real talk. That's how we are. We're a very special entity on this planet, which is another reason why it is so foul as to how this Republican Party views women at large. I hope it is a real big, big wake-up call for other individuals, especially female individuals who want to call themselves Republican. Look at your party and look at what they are doing against you and against all women. Look at what is happening. This could fall so flat on its face come November and in future elections because the bottom line, women always want respect. We want to be heard. We would like to be understood as best as possible, but we want to be respected. So the things that we're seeing come out of the Republican Party right now are so disrespectful to women, it's insane. It's insane. I'm not even just talking about abortion, even though, yes, that is the biggest joint in the frying pan right now. And the fact that I'm listening to these white men talk about how, especially, what's his name, Doug Mastriano, who's running for governor of Pennsylvania, how he could come out his neck and say, my body, my choice is ridiculous. Really? Let's see what happens when you come back as a female. Let's see what happens. Or let's see what happens if women were able to make all these decisions about a male's reproductive system. Let's see about that. So the tables will turn. In 5 seconds, the tables will turn. You know, even Dr. Oz, his crazy self, I don't even know why he's running for anything But the fact, oh, I'm pro-life. And that's fine if you're pro-life. But that doesn't mean that you have to make any decisions that impede upon my life and my rights and any other woman's rights or any other young girl's rights. You know, I said this before, I feel so badly for my nieces and for other young women that depending on the state that you live in, this right can just be ripped away from you. And they want to turn around and charge you as a criminal if you go somewhere else to get an abortion? For real? Like, this is so oxymoronic, I can't. My brain just gets stuck. It hurts. And so this is why, again, knowledge is so important, okay? Knowing things, very important. Being aware of things. Being aware of what's going on, not just, you know, with medical science and what have you, but what's going on in the government, okay? All those types of things. What's going on? And being aware of what's going on. I love it when my husband may watch early morning news and then, you know, ask me, did you hear about such and such? Did you see such and such? You know, and most of the time it's local news, so it's pretty true. And I'm like, wow, you know, but I love it that he's aware of these things and proposes them to me, you know, in case I wasn't aware of it. I love that because it shows me he's a knowledgeable individual. He seeks the truth, and he wants to be aware. We got to be aware, fam. We do ourselves disservice when we are ignorant of things. We do not help at all. We don't help the generation. We don't help ourselves or our families individually. We don't help anything when we remain grossly ignorant. All you do is help your enemy. I'm going to say that one more time. We do not help anything having to do with ourselves when we're ignorant. We don't help our families. We don't help ourselves. We don't help anything that we're connected to when we are ignorant. Okay? But the only thing we do help is our enemy. And they love it. They love it. Okay? Because our ignorance makes money for them. Does many, many things for them. And it just gets us in trouble. You know, knowledge reigns supreme. Always will. Always has been. It will always reign supreme. Get into the know, if you will. That's the saying. Get into the know. So I'm just wondering, you know, how it's all going to come down. Because you've got reciprocity in action, okay? You have CCW holders that are now able to carry from state to state. At the same time, a woman can't have an abortion in certain other states, and they want to make this, like, nationwide. Then you have the insurrectionists, if you will, from January 6th and what have you, and what's going on with that particular trial. Okay, that's a big trial, y'all. Like, don't take your eye off of it. It really is important. Okay? Then we have new developments where in Georgia, I can't remember what county, maybe Fulton, but I know in Georgia, the judge having a serious investigation/inquiry into Donald Trump's affairs, who he spoke to, Rudy Giuliani, and others, okay, because he carried in Georgia. I don't know if you remember, but that was when he asked, oh, I just need 10,000 votes, like, just find me some more votes and whatever, blah, 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 so he could win because he had lost. And he really did lose, okay? He didn't win at all. So for him to go on his rant and say that the election was stolen from him and all this other kind of stuff, it wasn't stolen. It was lost. That's a new T-shirt. Lost, not stolen. Serious. You know, and there's a lot of pressure now on our Attorney General, Merrick Garland, to do even more in-depth investigations surrounding January 6th and what's going on in Georgia. It'll be interesting. But I think that there is waning support for former President Trump. With these hearings and what have you have definitely proven him to be a loose cannon, an individual that cannot be trusted, nor can he be put in charge ever again. And the fact that he let these people tear up the Capitol without calling them off for 187 minutes is very, very damning. So I just hope that we will see justice in this particular situation. I pray we will see justice in this particular situation, because if any one of us incited a riot upon public property, we'd be in jail. If any one of us lit a match, literally and figuratively, and ignited hundreds of people to tear up the Capitol, especially on the day that the votes were being counted from the different districts regarding the election, and that if any one of us were responsible for having those people go in to impede the progress on the decision being made for who was actually voted president of the United States. If any one of us ever tried anything like that, we would be under the jail. Okay? So a lot is going on right now. Even Mike Pence's chief of staff is appearing before the federal grand jury, okay? Because, because they had to whisk him out of there. They had seconds before he would have been attacked by that crazy mob. Seconds, not minutes. And to think that a former president would put out a tweet to say, Mike Pence is a traitor, and then all of a sudden gallows and nooses begin popping up all over the front lawn of the Capitol, while people are breaking into the Capitol, while they're trying to break into the actual courtroom where the counting was being done. And that young girl, Ashley, I think, Babbitt or whatever, she lost her life. And I thought it was also, a very punk move to have her be the one to try to climb through the window. All those men that were there, and you put the girl up to climb through the window, she was killed instantly, rightly so. Sorry. I mean, like I keep saying, there are ways to do things. And there are ways to not do things. This whole January 6th situation was definitely a lesson in what not to do. And the fact that it was all done at the behest of the former president who had just lost an election and could not face the fact that he lost. So he incited all these people to come to Washington. And as I mentioned before, most of them were outside of the ellipse. Most of them were on the park area or the grassy knoll, if you will, by the Washington Monument, because they did not want to turn in their weapons. If they came into the ellipse area, they would have been subject to search by the Secret Service and have their weapons confiscated. So they chose to hang out in the trees, on the grass, and all around the Washington Monument, to the point where Capitol Police and Secret Service are an eye view of weapons on individuals that are in the trees. They had rifles and AR-15s and handguns and all kind of stuff, flagpoles that were made into spears. I mean, just they were off the chain. And this was all in clear sight. And so as they're radioing all this in, at no point were they asked to leave, because the quote-unquote commander-in-chief at the time was inciting them. He had invited them and incited them to do damage on that day. So much to the point where he says, walk on over to the Capitol. I'll be there with you. And then it was the Secret Service who denied him the opportunity to go. They were like, no, you won't. You're not going to go. He was very angry at the fact that he was not being taken to the Capitol. Somehow in my mind, I feel like he should have been able to go, because then he would be completely culpable without any doubt. It wouldn't be circumstantial or somewhat superficial. It would have been just plain. But we're going to see what happens. Like I keep saying, we're going to continue to see what happens, because this has never happened before in the history of this nation. And what we all need to pray is that this individual can never run for any position of any office anywhere ever again. That's what I pray comes out of this, that he will be denied the right to run, period. It's amazing what 4 years can do. It's amazing how you can have one individual spout so much rhetoric that is, or that has been on the minds of other individuals that don't have a lot of intelligence. And therefore, he could get them all riled up. If you've never witnessed a Trump rally before, I urge you to go to YouTube and just look at one, just for S's and G's, okay, just to see it. Because he, number one, doesn't stay on point. Number two, will throw people under the bus. And he uses a lot of innuendo. And he's a bully. So all that comes out in the rally, and everybody who's there who doesn't feel like they have enough power, everyone who's there who may not have a lot of intelligence, everyone who's there who just wants to be there for the hype of the moment, they all get gassed up on what he says. We've never had a president like that. We've never really had a president that willfully and directly sought to divide the whole nation. We haven't seen that in that way. I mean, yeah, Abraham Lincoln, you know, they would say he might have divided people because, you know, he wrote the Emancipation Proclamation and helped to get rid of slavery, which was not his initial intent, but it happened. But this here is way beyond anything that we've really seen in our history. And that's what makes it frightening, because you've got other people who are definitely on his side. They believe it, and they want to run with it. Some of them are falling away. Some of them are definitely coming out of it. They're waking up out of their trances, and they're like, you know what, this is foul. This shouldn't happen. But you got others that are just right there with him. Like, yay! And I just believe at this point he should be silenced, and he shouldn't be allowed to run, and he should have nothing to do with politics ever again. Just as I believe that Steve Bannon should do his 2 years of prison. Yep. Because these people helped to tear this nation apart. with rhetoric and hearsay, conjecture, all types of wrong statements and wrong information and lies, and they're running hard with it. So we're going to see what happens, but I keep saying, be aware. You know, be aware. Pay attention. Okay? Because you have a lot of others now, like old folks in the party that are coming out and saying that, you know, Trump is damaging to the Republican Party and that he's misleading voters and all kind of interesting things. So, like I keep saying, just pay attention. You know, and every time I see a Make America Great Again hat, I get nauseous because I still want to find out when this greatness occurred. I know America was truly great, number one, before she was even called America, and number two, before any European ever got here. Turtle Island was awesome. All the tribes, all the clans of beautiful Native American peoples from north, south, east, west, everybody was doing their thing, and it was fine. Then the European came. And it's been downhill from there. So we'll see how it all plays out. I truly pray that these individuals will get what they deserve, okay? Learning that there was a very large right-wing conference and that the GOP, which stands for Grand Ole Party, was very cruel. And so we've got to come away from that. We have to come away from this negative combatant behavior. People just want to argue and take other people's money. That's what I'm seeing. But I don't see many benefits for the people. And that's what should be at the forefront of everything, especially if you consider yourself to be a senator or a congressperson or whatever, a governor, a president, whatever. The people or who you work for. It should be about the people. So we're going to see how it all rolls out. We're going to see how it all rolls out. Like I said, I always say keep your head on that swivel. You know, pay attention and look around because, whew, we shall see. You know. Lastly, I want to just touch upon the heat wave that this country has been experiencing. You know, and you have a lot of people who then wanted to sing songs about and they were funny. They wanted to sing songs about, you know, global warming and blah, 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 blah. But there's more happening. And when we deal with space and what's going on in space, it gets even more intense. So that you've got people in the Republican Party trying to poo-poo global warming when it's evident. There was a hail and brief snowstorm in Mexico. Now, they're not accustomed to this type of weather, so dealing with it was quite precarious, okay? But that happened in Mexico. The rainy season in India, Malaysia, Indonesia, and what have you, is off the chain. People's villages are being flooded out. Okay? Again, I continue to reiterate that there are more and more sightings of UFO aircraft in our skies. More and more of that going on. People are taking pictures and videos and they just can't explain what it is that they're looking at. And the authorities don't want to tell them what they're looking at. There was one spaceship that was hovering in the sky. It was a round spaceship, and it accelerated vertically so fast, it punched a hole in the clouds. So we have company. And while we have company, we also have increasing temperatures. Our polar ice caps are melting so fast. And if you really ever want to entertain yourself, try to see if you can find a video interview, with Admiral Byrd. This was done, I believe, back in the 40s, 40s and 50s. And he went on an excursion to the South Pole and to Antarctica and discovered not only warm weather and green mountains and woolly mammoths alive, but he actually discovered an alien race of people that lived inside of the earth. And these are stories that they don't want to talk about, but they exist. And there's no reason to not believe Admiral Byrd, because he was a four-star admiral. He was a very key individual in the Navy, and his excursions were historic. Historic excursions. And they try to bury that. So I'm not going to say too much more on other things this week, but I definitely wanted to inform you about the spaceships. We also have a very huge mothership that is way above our atmosphere. It cannot enter our atmosphere because it'll probably blow up on entry. It's too big. But it deploys smaller ships that can penetrate the atmosphere and come down and be visible for us. There's a lot going on in space right now. And if you've ever heard of the planetary system Nibiru, you might get more of an inkling of what I'm talking about right now. You might get a little bit more of an idea as to why our polar ice caps are melting at the rate that they're melting. Don't forget, we have a huge radio telescope in the South Pole. It is looking at and tracking the planet of Nibiru. That's why it was placed there. Nibiru is under Earth. It's coming in from under the Earth. And depending on where you sit on the planet, you might be able to see it or some of its moons or satellites that are traveling with it. Our skies have been lit up on different occasions because of these satellites and or moons coming very, very close to us or passing even through our atmosphere. They're being mislabeled as meteorites or meteors, I should say. But some of them are not meteors. They are the accompaniment, if you will, of Nibiru. So I know that the powers that be have a propensity to take advantage of damaging negative situations that can occur on Earth. They love to use that to make things worse. But be aware and try to read between the lines when you do hear about ice caps melting and global warming and the planet is just heating up. It's not heating up just because of man and carbon emissions. That is not what's happening. I mean, let me rephrase that. Carbon emissions do affect the planet and the ozone layer. But the warming that we're experiencing, the great warming that we're experiencing, is due to Nibiru coming in. It's got heat. It packs a lot of heat. And it is a major disturbance in our solar system. All of the planets around us are twitching because Nibiru is coming closer and closer to Earth. So do yourself a favor. Start a little research on Nibiru, N-I-B-I-R-U. Okay? It comes through our solar system every 2,000 plus years. It's due now. We're in the time frame. I watched another amazing video that said, like, Enki is coming back because Nibiru is upon us. And if anybody is aware of some of the original stories of creation with Enki and Enlil and Ninhursag and different individuals from this particular star system, it may not seem so crazy to you when you hear about it. Zachariah Sitchin was a great author on Nibiru and the inhabitants of Nibiru. He wrote The 12th Planet. He wrote The Lost Book of Enki and a couple of other books. Very knowledgeable individual. The Sumerian epic is also tied to Enki and Enlil. So there's always a reason for something, right? There's always a reason. And, you know, they've been trying to say, it's, you know, what we're doing is what humans are doing. It's the humans, it's the humans, it's the humans. And some of that is true. But the majority of why our planet is heating up every more every day is because of the incoming of Nibiru and its moons and satellites. That is what is heating us up beyond belief. We've got mudslides happening, forest fires. It is on everywhere. All over the planet, there's lots of issues going on. Even earthquakes, okay? Tornadoes are out of control in the Midwest. And you have other places experiencing tornadoes where tornadoes have never happened before. So just be mindful. You know, I always talk about preparing. You know, and I talk about preparation for two different things. Number one, I talk about it because the way that this machine behaves, it acts as if everything is always doom and gloom, and it will give excuses for why we don't have enough food, we don't have enough water, we don't have enough oil or gas or whatever. It'll always do that for you, but it won't give you a solution. So the solution is, like we all keep saying, when you go to the market, buy two or three of that one thing. If you're going to make spaghetti or whatever and you're making spaghetti, you know, for dinner, get more than one jar. Get the jar you're going to use and then get another jar that you're going to store. Canned goods really only have a shelf life up to 5 years. Okay? But mason jars is better. That lasts longer. If you know how to preserve food in mason jars, do so. I'm so serious. Like, just have some extras on hand. Have extra water, okay? You could even buy, like, boxes of stuffing, if you will, because all you do is add hot water, and you can eat that. That is sustenance. If you have space to grow vegetables and fruit, do so. But try not to get caught off guard. Because there's so much happening right now. It's hard to keep your finger on one thing. But just be aware. Don't be afraid. Be aware. Plan. Okay? Prepare. But don't be afraid. Whatever will be, will be. Like que sera, sera. But don't be afraid. Keep your heart light. Keep your energy light. Think positive thoughts. Try to take good care of yourself. Seriously. All those things are relevant. And more than that, your mental health and how you feel and what you project onto the world, if this is a beautiful world or if this is a crappy world, that's what you're going to get. Your perception is what you're going to receive. I know that this is a beautiful world. There might be some crazy folks in it, but this is a beautiful, wonderful world. So be beautiful and wonderful in it. Do your best. Be the best person that you can be. And always know that your ancestors are always with you. You're never alone. Even if it's just you in a room, it's not just you in a room. Your ancestors are with you. That is a power and an energy that we need to tap more into. Okay? You're never alone. So I hope that you enjoyed this week's show. Again, I apologize for how I sound. My allergies are working me out right now. But I wanted to definitely broadcast this week for sure. And I wanted to thank Dr. James Winborn and the Reverend Ron Robinson for allowing me this platform on the Neo Nation Radio Network. I'm very appreciative. All of you who continue to support me, I love you. I thank you. I thank you, Sister Dawn. I thank you, KK. I thank you, Renee. I thank you, Carla. I thank you, of course, my husband. I thank Cody. I thank everybody who listens to me. Thank you, Cousin Dexter. I appreciate everybody who listens to me faithfully. Y'all are the bomb. You know you are. You know, let's continue to enjoy the rest of this beautiful summer. Make the most of it. If you can travel and get away and experience new things, do so. Even if you just take a drive to the shore or visit another state or go see family somewhere or go visit with your friends somewhere, you know, it doesn't have to be extravagant if you don't have it like that. You know, if you do, hey, get on a plane and go to Europe. Enjoy. You know, go to Africa, enjoy. But make the most of it and get as much sunshine as you can. Get as much vitamin D as possible, okay, so you can store it up in your body for wintertime and hopefully we'll be well all through winter. You know, again, I want to say happy anniversary to my husband. I give thanks for our beautiful life together, and I look forward to, like I said, another 50, 60 more years. You know, everybody be good, and watch out for each other, like I said. Okay, let's make sure we take care of the children. Please protect and take care of the children, and please protect and take care of the elderly, especially those who you know touched your heart and touched your life. You know, let's give thanks and honor people while they're still here. You know, Ibaye to all of the souls who have passed so far this year. May they find peace in paradise. And for those of us who are still here, you know, let's keep living and enjoying life, okay? Thank you again, family. Have a wonderful week ahead. If you need to listen to some awesome music, please go to SoundCloud.com and look up DJ Pitch Control, PytchControll. That's my husband. But his music and his mixes are absolutely off the chain. They're wonderful. Everybody who listens to them always is like, oh, my God, it's so good. This is so good. You know, and it's free. So please check out DJ Pitch Control on SoundCloud.com. I will be posting the flyer for the gathering in the Poconos, which will be the August 13th. It's going to be a soulful house music experience and with good food and friends, and you can BYOB and just be you. That's going to be the 13th of August, as I said, from 2 to 2, okay? 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's going to be live, all right? Bring an appetite, because Chef Shayna can cook her tail off. It'll also be co-sponsored by Redbone Cigars, which is a fabulous black-owned cigar company, all right? Redbone Cigars. And, you know, like I said, we're looking forward to having other vendors there as well. What else? I will also be creating a flyer for August 27th in Atlantic City. We're going to be on the beach doing headphones with, again, more soulful house music. So come on out, enjoy yourself, get some sunshine, get some sand in your feet, okay? And, you know, we're planning to do it up, you know what I'm saying? We like to have a good time in the summer, and we like to share that love with the family. So come on out and enjoy some good music. I'll be working on that flyer in a minute, and I'll be posting it shortly. And, you know, lastly, I want to give a shout-out to DJ Kelly Kell from the Columbia House Music Project in South Carolina. We are looking forward to being with her for her Sullivan Island beach party experience. That's going to be awesome. We're going to do headphones there, too. So, you know, we're making moves. It's a wonderful thing. You know, if you are interested in having a headphone event, or even if you're just interested in having a regular DJ'd event with DJ Pitch, my husband, and me, DJ Mina, you know, hit me up on Facebook or, you know, DM me. If you know me personally, send me a text message or call me. We're doing wonderful things, and I'm really grateful. So, again, enjoy this summertime. Happy birthday again to all the Leos. All right, happy birthday to all the beautiful lions out there. And, you know, make it count, family. Make it count. Make it count and have a ball. All right, be good. All right, I love everybody within the sound of my voice, and I wish you all love and light. Have an awesome week ahead as well. Peace, love, and light, family. Ashe.